prices up, foreign production may be coming down. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. AAA reports the average gallon of gas is up more than 2.5 cents since yesterday, passing $3.83. Ministers from the OPEC Plus countries meet today to discuss producing less.
A potential cut in oil production by OPEC could obviously lead to major headaches, not just for the White House, but for American consumers as well. Already saddled with significantly higher gas prices compared to when former President Trump left office. Those producers will meet today to discuss a plan to potentially cut oil production, which could cause yet another spike in gas prices.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Gas prices have gone up every day for the last 2 weeks, except one. The White House says the president has no plans to tap the Strategic Petroleum Reserve again. The president travels to Florida today to see what Hurricane Ian did.
President Biden and the FEMA administrator will meet with first responders, small business owners, and residents in Fort Myers, Florida.
He's going to be listening to the people who live there who have lost so much.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will take part in a hurricane briefing with Governor Ron DeSantis. President Biden and DeSantis have spoken several times by telephone about the state and federal disaster response.
Fox's Jared Halperin. Four people have been arrested for looting in Lee County, Florida. Sheriff Carmine Marcino warning others, don't do it.
Don't make the fatal error of entering a person's home. You may walk in. Very poor choice, but you may walk in. You're going to be carried out.
There have been more than 100,000 power restorations in Florida since yesterday, but more than 300,000 customers are still without. Former President Trump appealing to the Supreme Court to block a lower court ruling, allowing federal prosecutors to sidestep a special master's review of about 100 of the documents seized in the raid on his home. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A half dozen murders in Northern California, leading police there to believe they may be looking for a serial killer.
Stockton police say testing of bullets have linked these cases so far, but they are continuing to look for whomever may be behind killings that date back to last year. Police Chief Stanley McFadden says no one has been arrested, but he did show video of a possible suspect one might spot because of
the uneven stride that this person has. Again, this person is a person of interest.
Police have also released a still image of that person. So far, only men have been killed. In one linked case, a woman was shot but survived. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A man suspected of kidnapping a Sikh family of four, including an eight-month-old baby in Merced County, California, tried to kill himself yesterday. Sheriff's office says Jesus Salgado is in critical condition. The family, kidnapped Monday at gunpoint, is still missing. Police say they have video of Salgado using an ATM card belonging to one of the family members. Over a county prosecutor's objections, Texas is prepared to execute John Henry Ramirez tonight. He was convicted of stabbing a Corpus Christi convenience store clerk to death. His attorney says there are no remaining legal avenues for appeal. A smart speaker may be a key witness in a double murder case in Kansas City.
Police investigating the murders of two medical researchers have obtained a search warrant for access to the cloud storage of an Amazon Alexa, hoping it contains clues into who shot the pair before setting fire to the apartment. Cops believe the killer was inside the apartment with the victims for several hours and that the Alexa may have captured conversations between the killer and the murdered researchers. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.